Hi, my name's Ainsley Stewart, and I have a new life in Christ and am recovering from anxiety, insecurity, and a lack of trust in God. Before coming to Regen for Students, I knew that I was saved, but struggled to trust God in every situation that I was in. I put on the face of a good Christian girl, but truly found my identity in what people thought of me and who was giving me attention. I knew that God had a plan for my life, but thought that it was my job to fulfill that plan. I spent my time deeply emotionally investing in my worldly life and reputation. I fell into the lie that since I wasn't going out and partying or hooking up with boys like everyone around me, I was trusting God and wasn't living a life of sin. Although it came off to the rest of the world that I was living a Christian life, I was blind to my sin of anxiety, pride, and finding my identity in friends. I found my worth in what people thought of me and put all of my trust in who I was friends with at a given time. I controlled my life, creating expectations of how things would turn out, and blamed God when my plan didn't work out. I was an anxious mess, only sleeping a few hours a week and breaking down in tears at the slightest inconvenience, constantly insecure that nothing seemed to be going right in my life. When a strong friendship that I had placed my entire identity in came crashing down, I realized how lost I was and that all of my worth had been found in what people said about and to me. I enrolled in Regen because I was lost and confused. In my mind, I had a strong relationship with Christ and was doing everything right. Why would a good God not let things work out for me? Through Regen, I realized how much I was trying to take control of my life and how much I actually didn't trust God. Since then, I've reassessed my relationship with the Lord and now find life in what He says about me instead of what the world does. His plan is the best one for me, even though it's hard to see it sometimes. I've been able to catch myself in moments of anxiousness and pray, genuinely finding a peace that seemed ungraspable just a few months ago. I've realized God's goodness and that He's not out to get me. His plan is just not always the same as mine. If you're like me and are feeling insecure, anxious, and empty because things never seem to go your way, I challenge you to truly evaluate your relationship with the Lord and see if you are living out your plan or His.